This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy right here with the Joe Messina Show. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, you know, texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged, asking questions. It always works out well, too. And I do, you know, very much appreciate the time. All right. I've got Pastor David Hay coming on the show in a little bit here. He is the pastor of a large church in northern Los Angeles County. And, you know, we've done stories on the show over and over and over again about where God is in the mix, right? We recently heard that the belief in God is at the lowest level it's been, I think, ever. And I don't know how true that is. I didn't look at the numbers myself. And I'm always telling you to do it, so I should have done it too. But when you look at this, and you look at what, you know, what's going on in society, what we're pushing, what we're telling kids is good or not good, how parents who are teaching their children, we're telling their children how to live, right, are not living the lifestyle they want their kids to live. I mean, I want you to think about something. Really think about something here. When you're talking about parents that all week long, I know that I've been told, Joe, you're an old person. If you get mad about this, they're effing this and effing that around their kids, or MFing that, MFing this around their kids, right? They're yelling at each other in the kitchen, mom and dad. And don't tell me this is normal, because it's not normal. So they're using all this foul language around the kids. They're treating each other like crap. And then they drag these kids to church. And they drag these kids to church while they're swearing at each other in the car on the way to church. Where does that make sense? On what planet does that make sense? So these kids are getting a mixed message. What I find more and more and more with the young kids today, they are bent on making sure that you give them, that you tell them the truth, that you don't lie to them. Don't tell them one thing or you do another. You know, when we were kids, well, Dad would sit there with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, not my dad, but a lot, telling you not to smoke, it's bad for you. And there he is with a cigarette hanging. You're saying to yourself, my God, really, I'm confused. So if you don't like it, or if you're telling me it's bad for you, why are you doing it? Kids are not stupid. Yeah, some of them are pretty dull, but they're not stupid. Right? So it makes absolutely no sense for you parents who have raised these kids to wonder why they turned away from God when you've done nothing to, what do you want to say, shore up? To show them what a godly man or woman or lifestyle is all about. And I'm not talking about those people that run around saying praise Jesus every 30 seconds. They make me nuts. is a reason for it. I'm talking about those people who have a holier-than-thou attitude and then don't live any part of the lifestyle. I mean none of it. And then you want to talk about confusion. See, some of these people turn to these kids, turn to these churches that line up with what they think. They shouldn't be turning to churches that line up with what they think. They should be going to churches, turning to churches, and being taught the real word of God. What does it mean? What do you have to give up? Or not give up? You know, everybody thinks you've got to give everything. You don't have to give everything up. Right? And do you want to talk about confusion? God's all about life. God's all about love. God's all about rebirth. And yet, don't you love it? The pro-choice pastor threw a tantrum out in front of a Supreme Court. And again, he goes on to say, "We will not be stopped," the man shouted. "Surrounded by signs demanding abortion on demand without apology. I have a word for the justice of this court. You stand on the edge of the abyss. You have the choice today to step back from that edge." You know, and think about this. This guy is screaming as he says he's a pastor. Right? And again, he's calling for actual, no way to stop somebody from having an abortion. No way to make sure that we're living by the word of God. We're living by what God wants for us, not what he wants for us. Right? I don't know how any pastor, any Christian for that matter, I'm not going to judge them from a standpoint. If they've done it, where they're at is where they're at. If they've done it, though, you can ask for forgiveness and move on. Right? Let's see if I can grab him before the break. Ed from Washington, are you there? I can't tell. You there, Ed?
No, I'm not going to get in. Yeah, I'm
go
here.
Ahead.
Okay,
go.
Real quick. Look. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Quick.
Okay, well, real quick. No, that's okay. I'll call back some other time because you're going to go and do a break. All right,
yep.
Bye.
All right. Bye. So, we'll see if your host, David Hegg, joins me on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We're back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Send me an email if you prefer. Joe@TheRealSide.com. Joe at TheRealSide.com is a constantly rail on, yes, and I do rail on it, I'm sorry, is when we talk about the young kids and where they're at, when we have our God talks, when we talk about where this country is. I mean, there was a recent number that came out that we're, you know, less Americans now believe in God than ever before, percentage-wise and in other ways. Well, why is that? What has gotten us to that point? Is it a lack of the Christian community stepping up and showing truly the love of God, what God's all about, and making sure that we don't forget about Him? Or is it that we've just acquiesced to what society tells us is right, wrong? You wonder why we have some of the troubles that we have today when a life in the womb isn't a life. It has no value. It's not really worth anything. At least that's what we're telling people. And God, who is full of absolutes, and we're telling people there are no absolutes. You're not a boy. You're not a girl. You're not a whatever. You're whatever you want to be, whenever you want to be. It's so fluid, it can change from minute to minute. And we're supposed to know that. And one of the questions that have come up is, are we in a post or pre-Christian cycle, if you would? I'm saying that we're looking and seeing we may even be heading towards or floating towards a total atheist type of scenario. Because even the Christian buddies that I know, even the quote-unquote God believers I know, don't really believe that God's involved, engaged, or with you. But I don't have the paper. It makes me smart. I told you, I bring on the experts, and that's why I brought on Pastor David Haig. He's with me. He's the pastor of a large church in the northern Los Angeles County. I always appreciate his wisdom and his words on these kind of things. And Pastor Haig, thanks for joining me.
Hey, always a pleasure, Joe. You know I stand with you. I'm not always behind you. Sometimes I'm in front of you, but we're always on the same path.
Yeah, and I do agree. I do appreciate that. It is one of those things where people will say, you know, when you take these stances, you're out there alone. No, you're not out there alone. Sometimes it's just knowing who's there with you, who can you pull on, who is there to support you, and I think that you are one of those, and I truly do appreciate that. So do we give up here or what? Is there any way to bring God back into the picture?
Yeah, you know, just in the last probably year or two, I've slightly altered my perspective. I don't think we're going to change the culture by trying to bring them back to God. And I don't know that you want to hear this, Joe, but I don't, you know, the political method of bringing about right and wrong is really degenerated into the idea that if I can get enough people to vote in the right people, I'm going to force my opponents to live more righteously. Well, the fact of the matter is you just can't do that. Nobody's going to change their viewpoint because of even some law. I mean, I think what we've proven with the whole abortion thing, abortion became legal. But a whole bunch of us said, no, it's not. It shouldn't be legal. I'm not changing my mind. The whole transgender thing that you kind of brought up in the intro, it hasn't changed the minds of those who really believe it's wrong. And in the same way, those who really believe it's right are not going to be changed if we force them to. And so it reminds me of the second century. You know, the second century church, the apostles were dead, the churches were small, they were in the Roman Empire, which saw them as a threat, as saw them as almost criminal because supposedly they ate the flesh of their Savior and drank his blood. Obviously a complete misunderstanding of the Lord's Supper. They had secret meetings that included women, so it must have been sexual. They wouldn't participate in the public rituals of sacrifice to the emperor. And yet, even though all of everything was against them, by 313, the Edict of Milan, Constantine, Christianity was not only no longer persecuted, but it was legal and it was his preferred philosophy. And so, some people say we're in a post-Christian world. Well, I think we are, but Jesus said, my church is always going to prevail. And I think you hit the nail on the head at the intro. The problem isn't the culture. The problem is the church has become so wishy-washy, so we're not a good advertisement. We're not a good billboard for the very positions that we believe. So it comes down to, are we going to not only teach the gospel, but are we going to live it? You know, are we going to be courageous for the truth and still be winsome in its presentation? That's what we're losing right now.
You know, I've talked to you about this before, and it's kind of where I'm at. And it's, I'm not going to say it hurt my heart, but it's bothered me for a long, long time. A lot of people that go to church, I talk with them, and they talk about the worship music, the worship music, the worship music. And they can't tell me what the message was, but they can tell me what the worship songs were, the bands that played the song, you know, the bands the songs came from. And we've gotten to a point where now we're entertaining people. I mean, you've got to admit that some churches have one heck of a presentation or whatever you want to call it, a concert at the beginning before the actual message. And I will
tell you that yes, that draws a certain people, but it doesn't do anything to deepen their soul. What people really want is something that's true, that's secure, that's stable. And COVID has made this even exacerbated the problem because nobody knows what's right. You know, the government says we're going to trust the science when it comes to COVID, and then, but we're going to ignore the science when it comes to gender transformation. And so what I've been preaching to our people, by the way, we're in the book of Romans. We're going four or five verses at a time so that people grasp the entire argument that the Apostle Paul has.
And I need to say that I've been listening. I've been grabbing it and listening or listening to it when I can. And it's a great, you're doing a great job with it. I mean, if I may say so.
And thank you. And what we're doing is we're trying to get people to understand that, you know, God is not some mythical figure up there. He is actual. He is real. And beyond that, he's right. So you have the opportunity to know fundamental truth, what right and wrong are. And then the last thing is God's reliable. You can trust on him. He's not going to change tomorrow. Now, churches are experiencing right now what we call organizational drift. It happens in companies. It happens in countries, cultures, churches, you name it. You know, you got companies that were founded to do one thing and have a certain set of principles in order to produce a certain product. And yet over time, through leadership transition or a desire to be relevant, whatever it is, they change and they lose. You've got, like, look at Harvard, Princeton, Yale, all the Ivy League schools were originally built to produce pastors, preachers of the Bible. Now, those schools don't even know what the Bible is.
And God forbid you bring it on campus. Got to go for a quick break. I believe in capitalism. Got to make some money here. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Pastor David Haig right after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call. It will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden has called for a 3-month suspension of federal gas taxes in hopes of easing drivers' pain at the pump.
By suspending the 18-cent gas tax, federal gas tax, for the next 90 days, we can bring down the price of gas and give families just a little bit of relief.
Biden is under fire for rising inflation and shutting down key gas pipelines when he took office. In addition, Biden called on states to nix their own gas taxes. Children ages 6 months to 5 years are now approved to receive COVID-19 vaccines, but Publix says its pharmacies will not administer vaccines to that age group. CVS said it will provide the shots to kids over the age of 18 months, while Walgreens would inoculate kids who are at least 3 years of age. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
One of my favorite food joints. I love that one. I'm Joe Mercedes, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. If you want, you can send me an email. Some of you don't want to call him, but if you want to send me an email and a question, send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And I do appreciate your time with me. Pastor David Haig joins me. He's a pastor of a large church in northern Los Angeles County. And Pastor, you also do some writings. You've got a way for people to read some of the articles that you post up. Why don't you tell people where to find those?
Yeah, I mean, you can see my weekly articles on at thesignal.com. It's the local paper here in town, Santa Clarita, where I live. And it's, you know, it's available online. It's called Ethically Speaking. I try and grapple with the issues of the day and what the ethics of, you know, living righteously look like. I've also written a few books. You can look them up on Amazon. Just Google David W. Haig, and they're all there. The Obedience Option is, I think, the best one I've ever written. It basically says this, that faith is believing that what God has for us through obedience is always better than what we can achieve through selfishness and sin. And it's really about continuing to have faith that God knows best. And I've written a couple others, one called When My Heart is Faint, which is, you know, really help for lives when you feel like you've lost everything. When life goes awry, where do you go? And that book's done pretty well, too. And if you can't afford them, just email me at david.haig@gracebaptist.org, and I'll send you a copy.
Oh, that's great. That's cool. That's very good. While you were talking, I was thinking, you know, about how we perceive God, you know, the Western world perceives God, so to speak. I'm going to have a bunch of T-shirts made up to say, instead of God bless America, how about America bless God? If we're going to turn back to Him and pull Him back in, we can only do that when we start doing things that line up with His Word and bless Him, instead of always asking Him to bless us, but we're going off in 12 different directions that have nothing to do with Him. And
I hit the nail on the head. I really do. I think the idea is that we don't want to bring America back to God. We've got to bring God to America, because America has pretty much left God behind. But here's the promise we have. Jesus told Peter, you know what? Upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. That is the rock that you have correctly confessed that Jesus Christ is God's Son. He is God in the flesh. And that's the foundation. It's the belief that God has come to man in that magnificent mystery we call the Advent or Christmas. And He walked amongst us, and He understands us, and then He died in our place for our benefit so that we might become sons and daughters of God. And so Jesus said, you know, your confession, Peter, that is the foundation upon which I'm going to build my church. And my church is going to prevail. Even the gates of hell are not going to prevail against it. So we have this promise. But we have to live up to it. We have, you know, the part of the problem right now, and I'll be the first one to say it, Joe, is that sometimes when a Christian walks into the room, people scatter. They go, oh, no, that person's a hater. And the media has made us out to be, and quite frankly, some of us are, just filled with hate, filled with we despise the people who are not what we think they should be. And we got to be very careful here. We got to hold to the truth, but we also have to be gracious in its application. When Jesus came in the flesh, John, the gospel writer in John 1:14 said that we beheld his glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. You see, if you're truth only, you're just hitting people over the head and you're making enemies. If you're grace only, you're just loving everybody and making room for their sin. But grace and truth is what the Christian church needs now. And it's got to start with me and you, Joe.
Well, you know, I want to challenge you a little bit on, and maybe I misunderstood something you said earlier, on the political side of the world about thinking that if we bring in maybe not godly men, but men that more line up with our way of thinking, that that we're going to, you know, hit our opponent over the head and say, you know, you're going to live like this or else. I kind of look at it a little differently because, you know, in Exodus, God tells us that we're supposed to look for godly men. We're supposed to look for men that love and fear God to rule over us. And I think what happens, though, this is Joe's personal opinion, is that we go to people who we perceive to be godly people, who use all the right buzzwords, who say all the right things and know just enough scripture to make you feel good about it, and they do absolutely nothing to honor God in the position that they're in or to stick up for God's people.
Yeah,
and I think that's the bigger problem for me.
Well, I totally believe with you. We should be looking for godly men and women to put in positions of influence. But ultimately, the heart isn't changed because we make a law either mandating something or forbidding something.
Yeah.
So in my line of work, I look and I see, okay, let's say we make a law that transgenderism is outlawed. What is, people will abide by it. Some people won't. There's going to be criminality. But that's not going to, that's a good thing. It's creating a righteous environment in which we can, you know, raise our children, which is very important. But ultimately, laws don't change hearts. That's what I'm saying. The gospel changes hearts. And right now, we're hoping, we're praying, we've been praying for years that the Supreme Court is going to overturn Roe v. Wade. It looks like they may be about to do that. We don't know for sure. And we're thankful. But you know what? That doesn't do away with the problem of abortion. It just goes out to states like ours, California, that's going to do abortion tourism. What really has to, the ultimate solution is to get people to come back to God and see that every life, that fetus in the womb, is created specially, uniquely by God himself. And that means that life is to be honored, not trashed. So my point is, I'm all for politics. You know that. I'll tell people how to run their lives. I'll tell them how to vote. But ultimately, souls need to be changed, not just laws.
Oh, I totally agree. You know, for years, some of my Christian friends were pounding on me because I said, you can change the law all you want to. It's not going to change anything. People will find a way who want to make it happen because abortion is not an issue of law. It's an issue of the heart. It's an issue of you understanding and knowing, understanding the value of that child. Frankly, the value of your own life, your own body, and that child's life in the eyes of God. And your point is right.
What I argue for is we need to get back to natural law. I mean, come on. Everybody knows that that fetus in the womb is a human life. I mean, what other kind of life could it be? It's not a bear. It's not a tiger. It's not a parrot. It's a human life. And yet, what we've got is we've got depraved minds. We've got selfish ambitions. And we are able to manipulate absolute natural law so that we feel good about doing badly. But ultimately, I believe every woman who gets an abortion knows that what she's doing is wrong. And so what I'm saying is we need to bring light to that and say, here's why you think it's wrong. Because God, in his grace, has created each of those babies in his image to live a life of honor And we can't short-circuit that.
I agree with you. You know, the Bible tells us that God has a plan for everybody's life. And
right.
I've said to people, not trying to be nasty, but I said, who are you to stop that plan that God has for that child? You don't know what that child is going to might do or might not do. God does. God's got a plan for that child. I would never get in the way of that. I would make sure I didn't get in the way of that plan. Don't always succeed, but...
Let me use that as an illustration. There's some Republican congressmen, senators, I'm not sure which, they are proposing a law that I read about today that would allow children who are transitioned from one gender to the next, that when they grow up, they could actually sue their doctors. Now, I think that would be a good law. It won't change that some kids and some parents are going to say, oh, if you're feeling like you're a girl and you're actually a boy, we're going to help you transition. It's not going to change the culture, but it certainly is going to stop the horrendous, the horrible action of taking a young child and mutilating him or her just because the parents think that that's, you know, that's woke. So that's a good law, but it's going to help. It's going to help our society if they pass it. But it's not going to change the hearts of those who believe that you can actually change the chromosomal nature of who you are.
These are the same. Some of these people, the same people that yell at us for not believing in science, and you want to hold us up and go, really? Who doesn't believe in
exactly.
science?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So when we come back to the break, though, one of the things I want to hit on is, and you know, I know quite a few pastors, and it's interesting the conversations I have with some of them, and some of the churches. Churches will justify them going soft, if you would, for lack of a better term, because they feel like they're drawing more people if they go a little soft, and then they can get the gospel to those people.
And well, I got thoughts on that.
I'm sure you do, which is why I brought it up. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Pastor Haig when we come back.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
My favorite music, the Matador music. Seriously, I mean, I am ready for the fight at all times. I'm not ready to be nasty or mean or bully, but you got to be willing to stick up for yourself. You got to be willing to stick up for the principles you believe in. You know, when I was running for office, I had lots of my close friends tell me, you got to drop the principle stuff. You got to stop talking about A, B, and C. And when you get in, then you can start doing those things you want to do, but you got to get in first. So stop talking about that stuff. Soften the message. Like, that's lying. All but I'm going to stop. The people know who they got in me, which is why I keep getting reelected. They know who I am. Doesn't mean they like everything I do, but they know who I'm not lying to them. And I think that's how you build confidence in people. That's how you build trust in people. And that's what we need to do. You've got church. Let me bring them on first. Pastor David Haig joins me. He's a pastor of a large church up in Los Angeles County. And before we went to break, Pastor, I was saying that, you know, some churches have softened their messages down. Won't hit some of the issues head on because they say, look, we got to soften the message to bring people in. I can't bring people in if I'm telling them in their face that what they're doing is wrong, you know? Look, help me here. Do you ever soften this message down?
Yeah, I was reading an article about the Christian Reformed Church in their national meeting that just took place at Calvin College back in the Midwest. And the messengers there, the people who were there to do the business, they voted, I think it was something like 137 to 42 or something like that, to actually put into their confession of faith that God does, that it is sinful to engage in certain types of sexuality, adultery, fornication, pornography, and then they threw in homosexuality. And I was real proud of them. They did that. But it was a little disconcerting when I read the rest of the article, and it said they had spent a full day debating that, and it was all over the homosexuality thing, because they said there was a very vocal group who said, if we come out against homosexuality, the young generation, you know, they're probably not going to come to our churches because, now get this, they have a different view of sexuality. And what hit me is we're talking about a church. We're talking about a church that says we're going to do things by the book, that is, the Bible. And immediately it hit me, this is what's going on in churches around the country and around the world, is that we're allowing a different view that is culturally motivated, that is culturally relevant, to be part of the argument about what we believe. You see, you either believe that God has spoken in his word, that it's inspired, it's without error, and it is the standard for faith and practice, or you don't. But you don't say, I'm going to use the Bible when it suits me, and I'm not going to use it when it doesn't. The bottom line is, the Bible is very clear that God created marriage for one man, one woman, one lifetime. That the procreative act is to be done through a man and a woman. In fact, it can't be done through two men or two women. It is against nature. And as a result, it's not only a crime against God's plan for procreation in the family, it's a fist raised against God's very design. Homosexuality is saying that God made a huge mistake when he determined that families would be one man, one woman, one lifetime. And so what bothers me is that there are some in the Christian Reformed Church who are arguing that let's not take too good a stand on this because it might offend some people who won't come. Well, guess what? What we're trying to get people to understand is that living your life according to what God says in his word is always going to be more satisfying. So to make allowances for that which is aberrant is actually to say we're okay with people taking a pathway, a lifestyle that is ultimately shaking a fist in God's face and also is never going to be as satisfying, as meaningful, as purposeful as his design. So we're going to stick with the truth. And when you see churches that are going away from it, we call that missional drift. That the mission of the Christian Reformed Church, of almost every church, you know, evangelical church in America, originally 100 years or 200 years ago when that denomination started, they had very clear principles and they were trying to produce a very important product. That is, people who wanted to magnify the glory of God by living according to God's word and doing it in such a way that it was attractive and winsome so that they could have a salt and light influence on our culture. Now, we've got to reestablish that. We've got to be people of the book, but we have to be nice. We have to be attractive. We have to tell the truth. And we have to be those who, when people are hurting, we can lean into them, put our arm around them, and tell them, let me tell you a different way to live.
I'm in total agreement with you. And, you know, I try to explain to people, true love is not telling somebody something they want to hear or making something that somebody did bad, trying to make them feel good about what they did that was bad. True love is telling somebody the truth. True love is telling them, you know, you're off here because God wants you to do this, but let's work together and get you back on the right track. Let's do what we can to get you closer to God again. I mean, is that not a bad way to approach it?
No, I think it's great. I think ultimately, though, when churches, you know, say, look, we are just all welcoming, come in, they're in a situation where it's a bait and switch. Because what they're saying is, we want you to come in, we affirm, we welcome everybody, but eventually we're going to tell you you're wrong. And people don't like that. You're better off saying, hey, you know what, come in. But we just, you know, we want you to know we think that there's a better way to live. And we want to teach you a better way to live. Acceptance is not affirmation. So at our church, we don't care who you are. You can come. I tell, you know, people who are outside who reject God, who reject the gospel, who reject the Bible, they can still come in. They're welcome. I just don't want them to be comfortable for a long time because we're going to preach the fact that God has set standards, and you're better off. It's your best option to obey God, to obey his way, and it's been that way down through history. And I know some people will say, well, what about the Crusades? In fact, my wife and I were sitting out on the porch going through our day tonight after I got home from work, and she brought up the idea, you know what? Look at the Crusades. And a lot of people use those as a knock against Christianity. The bottom line, those were not Christian. It's not Christian to go in and wipe out other cultures. They were doing it. Most of those guys who did it didn't have a sniff of who Jesus Christ really was. They were doing it because they were told that if you die in the battlefield, you go immediately to heaven. So don't use the Crusades against true biblical Christianity. Yeah. They were not a demonstration of it.
You know, I love when people do that, where they try to use people like Jimmy Jones and others to talk about, yeah, you guys are black, and look at what you believe here, and look at what you believe there. And you go, no, those aren't true Christians. Those aren't people that are living by what God's Word says to live. And you know, it's totally mixed up. We have a pastor that was out in front of the Supreme Court the other day that was screaming that, you know, that God is okay with abortion, and God is not okay with you forcing things on people. And that confuses some. But before we run out of time, I want to get back to the youth pastors. You know, you're talking about the kids. You know, Hitler, Stalin, and the rest of these guys knew if they got the kids, they had the country. If they got the kids, they would have what they wanted. How do we get our kids? We're losing our kids.
Yeah, well, you know, we've identified that at our church, and we have brought worldview education back into our children's ministry. We're not only teaching kids that Joseph was given a multicolored coat by his father, or that David, you know, slew Goliath with his slingshot. What we're saying is, how does that fit into the overall story of God's plan for humanity? And how do you live out the truth of God in a culture that pretty much has left God behind? So we want to not only give them the stories, we want to give them the entire worldview that says, as I've said before, God's real. Number one, we have to understand that everything has a cause. Everything you see was caused by something, and that cause was caused by something. And if you go back far enough, you got to run into an uncaused cause, or you have an infinite regress. You can study a philosophy notebook and find that out. Bottom line, you got to have something that starts it all that was uncaused. And you got to, that uncaused cause has to be complex. It has to be so intelligent in order to have created what we see before us. Well, the best candidate for that is God, and the best God candidate is the God of the Bible. Not someone who asked you to die for him, but who sent his son to die in your place. And that's the Christian gospel. And quite frankly, some of the worst advertisements for the gospel are some Christians, so-called. And so we're trying to get back to the place where we say we want to be humble, respectful, courageous, and truthful representatives of Jesus Christ.
So I have, we only have about a minute left, but I have people know that I'm a school board member, and I have people coming to our school board meeting, and they recite the Lord's Prayer after the Pledge of Allegiance. And one night I just looked at them and I said, you know, that's really cool. I appreciate you wanting to pray or what have you, but you sit there and ask God to forgive you, and yet you come up here and rail on people up here every single meeting, and you haven't forgiven them. How does that work?
Right.
You know,
yeah,
it's a mockery.
Exactly.
And yeah, I have some friends over in that group, but I don't care. You know,
sometimes the worst advertisements for Christianity are those who claim to be Christians. We got to get back to character. And
real
love.
Quick, how do people find your writings?
You can look me up on Amazon, or you go to davidwhaig.com. davidwhaig.com.
Fantastic. Hey, always have a great time with you. All right, people, I'm up next. You got me for a whole hour. Good luck to you. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Forty 98.